Good morning. This is going to be the third of three shiurim on Hilchos Birkas Kohanim. Last week in the first year, we focused on the presentation in Parashas Naso. And then in the second year, we focused on the presentation in Parashas Shemini. Let's go back and talk about one additional aspect of each of those parashios. Last week, we spoke in Parashas Naso. The Torah says, Amor Lohem. The Torah describes Birkas Kohanim as a conversation. The Kohanim are speaking to the audience, and that's why we said last week there's a din of panim keneged panim. The Kohanim and the non-Kohanim have to be facing each other. One other aspect of Hilchos Birkas Kohanim that the Gemara and Sota derives from that is Amar Lahem Ka'adam Amar L'Chaveiro. It's not only a question of position, it's also a question of volume. The Kohen has to speak for Kol Ram. He has to speak loudly. How loud is loud? So the answer, according to most poskim, is there is no minimum shear of loud versus soft. The issue is, if we were talking to each other, we would make sure that we speak loudly enough that we hear each other. How big is the room? How far away from each other? If this is a little minion in someone's basement, 12 guys in the basement, you don't have to be very loud. If this is a couple hundred people in an enormous shul, you're going to have to project. Amar lahem, ka'adam amar l'chaver, you've got to make sure that the audience not only is facing the Kohanim, but the audience can hear the Kohanim. But then one additional aspect from the second presentation in Parsha Shemini. Last week we focused on the fact that when the Torah describes Aaron giving Birkas Kohanim for the first time, last week we spoke about the fact that the Torah describes his hands, Vayisa Aaron es Yadav. There's another angle, which is context. The Torah describes Aaron comes off the Mizbeach after bringing one of the Korbanos Tzibur, and in that context he gives Birkas Kohanim. So Gemara says Masechta Sota that is true nowadays as well. Even though we have not been zochah to bring karbanos for almost 2,000 years, the Gemara says you may have noticed the Kohanim are often rushing to get up. The Gemara says Kol Kohen Sheino Ola Beritzei Shuv Eino Ola. If the Kohen isn't up there at the Duchen, or at least hasn't begun to walk up there during the Bracha Beritzei, he cannot go up. Kohen first wakes up. It starts moving during the Bracha of Modim. We say, sorry, it's too late. Why? The Gemara explains, because that's the closest we're going to get to Karbanos in general, and Karbanos Tzibur in particular, is the Bracha of Ritzei. Because here's a question for everyone to think about. Ritzei, we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillos. We just did that in the previous Bracha of Shomea Tefila. So what's added with a repetition? And the answer is, Shomea Tefila, ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillah. Ritzei, we take it to the next level, ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu to accept our tefillah as a karban. In the Chazaras Hashatz, which is a tefillah of the tzibur, that's the closest you're going to get, Ritzei, to karban of tzibur. So the Karen Ora says, Midrabban, we want to plug into that reality of connecting, like in Parsha Shemini, the duchening with the carbon seabor, so we say the coin has to be plugged into Ritzei. Either he's already up by Ritzei, he's walking up by Ritzei, but he has to connect his final hachana to duchening is connecting to the bracha of Ritzei. Practical point on that, with which we close, for non-Kohanim, if you're the chazan, pace yourself well, particularly on a Shabbos or a Yontif, where the chazosh hashas is shorter. If you know there are a lot of Kohanim and it's taking time for them to wash, instead of having to awkwardly pause in the middle of the bracha of Ritzei so all the Kohanim can finish washing and start walking up, Chachavein and Verosho, you know it's going to be a long crowd, feel free to add the Chazanas, take the middle bracha nice and slow, so everything lands well. Have a marvelous day.